his home today. Praise the Lord. Who wants it? Guess who get it? God bless you. So, the story behind that is that when you are planting the seed, a lot of people don't know. A lot of people don't see. Nobody cares. So, but I was in the hospital yesterday, you know, and I was talking with a nurse. I saw his name. I mean, his name. He's a guy. I talked to about four of them. So you were not there then, praise the Lord. So I saw the name, his name was Luke. And I was, you know, I've been looking for opportunity to really strike that conversation and say, Jesus is Lord, whether you care or you don't care, I care. So, and I was looking and I said, oh, Pastor Luke. And he got, you know, curious. I was like, really? I said, yes. Your name is Luke, right? But I added Pastor. And he was smiling. Yeah, not really. He said, not really. And I said, yeah. You know who bears that name? He's a follower of Jesus. Oh, he said, And I said, do you know Jesus? He said, I don't know Jesus. I used to go to church. And the moment he said I used to go to church, it's like I should be crying. He said, when I was a child, I used to go to church. And something struck my heart. Brethren in this church, please, when we, don't look at us as if what kind of crazy thing is this. These children, don't let them just come to church. Let them be part of God and God's kingdom. So two of our children were in the prayer room with the prayer group this morning. And come and see the way they prayed. Our children can pray. I've seen 4 years old, you know, he received the Holy Ghost baptism and he was speaking in tongues. He did not stop there. He moved around and he started laying hands on people. It was an amazing sight. My whole body, I was like, God, what is this? 4 years old. Look at our children. When we say they should come and pray, don't, please, I'm just begging us. Don't say, we are stressing these kids. No, we are not stressing them. If they are not part of it now, when are they going to be part of it? The Bible says, train up a child. That's part of sowing the seed. In the way they should go when they're grown up. A lot of us want to train the grown up. They don't. The foundation is formed. The child is molded. The shape is shaped already. Now you want to come and put the child in a box. That's why you see some of them. I'm leaving the house. Because you are shrinking them into a bus that they cannot enter. The time of mourning is already past. To the glory of God, I have been working with children since I was 19 years old. I've been working with children. Children is my passion. I love children. I learn from children. They bless my life. They minister to me. I can't function without them. I'm never tired of them. I've seen children ministering. Like word of knowledge coming from children. If you have discernment of spirit, you know that this is the word of the Lord. It's not that they are just talking. I was a teacher back in Nigeria. When I came here, I went to North Royal University to go and do child study. The first 5 years of a child's life is very crucial. It's like you are putting the foundation. And if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We want to ask them to come and join workers department when they are 17 or 15. No? No? It's not going to happen if you don't do the work diligently from when they are 1 year old, when they are 2 years old, when they are 3 years old, 4 years and 5 years. Guess what? The Catholic, they don't take children so much from after 5 years of age. The day I went there to go and make an inquiry about something, and they now told me that they take 5 years and below, I smile. I say, I know the secret of what you're talking about. They want to get the children when their mind is still very soft and they can shape it with their doctrine. And that's why you say, Catholic, if I have any in the house, please forgive me. What they know, what they love, what they have been doing, still stays with them. And we are not saying they are doing anything bad. No, we are not saying that. It's only that it's only Jesus that saves. And there's no other name. Only the name of Jesus. So when the children are young, catch them. I don't joke with them. You know what this little one that they give to me, I pray, I prophesy into their life. You belong to God wherever you go. The glory of the Lord is going with you. You are ark, the ark of the Lord. Anywhere you go, every other ghost, idols, they will bow and break into pieces before you. Anywhere our children go, whether they are crawling, whether they are walking, they are the ark of the Lord. They are the ark of the Lord. Anywhere the ark of the Lord goes to, every other gods, they bow. The bars of this land will bow. They will bow for our children. They will bow for us in the name of Jesus. Any one of them that does not want to bow, they will perish. They will be broken. They will be shattered. They will be destroyed in the name of Jesus. And the glory of our God will rise up in the life of our children, and they will shine for his glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Sow your seed. Please, sow your seed. Don't close your mouth. See, somebody will just walk up to you and say, you know what? You know what? I am this. And guess what they are saying? A man saying, I'm a woman. A woman saying, I'm a man. And if you don't smile, they are looking at you and say, don't you like me? Are you biased? How dare you? You can do that to me and I will not talk to you about Jesus. But personalize your message. When you are talking, don't use second person singular. Like, you should. No. I go to church. I love Jesus. It's my fun thing to do. Am I offending you? I'm talking about myself and what I love to do. Okay, what are you doing over this weekend? I love to go to church. I love to praise Jesus. He's the hope of life. There is no true life without Jesus. And I begin my message, right? I'm talking about what I love. But the seed is already coming out. Please, brethren, when you sow the seed, a lot of the things that we have been taught, maybe back home in Nigeria, you have to see, the person asks you, you have to say salvation prayers before I know that you are saved, right? That's part of what we have been taught. Am I right? Okay, say after me. The Lord Jesus is my Lord. I confess my sin. Write my name in the book of life. We are looking at it that if until somebody do that or does that, we don't think that they have really heard us. Don't worry, they have heard. The Bible says faith comes and hearing. The day my father gave his life to Christ, there was no pastor that preached to him. The word that I've been sowing, the prayer I'll be praying, the day my father broke down and broke down all the altars of Baal, there was no pastor. The Holy Spirit himself took over. Please, you are a seed. You have the seed in your hands. Let us not keep holding to the seed and expecting the fruit. Go and put the seed down. And don't go and dig it like children. I say, hey, is he coming? I used to do that when, because I told you I'm a daughter of a farmer. We planted the yam yesterday. I'll go and dig it and check it. Is it growing already? And my father would say, leave this thing. This thing, you will spoil it before you know what is happening. The thing will not work again. Leave this thing. I'll be digging, I'll be looking, I'll be digging. Let us just continue to water. You water. Knock on somebody's door. Say something good to somebody. And I will share briefly before we go to pray. We are going to pray in the next few minutes. The bread that God has given to us in this church that we should, you know, share the bread of life. Because, you know, bread is very symbolic. When we were at the Bible study, myself and my husband, one day we went to our Italian bakery because we like going there to buy the fresh ones. I don't like bread much, but my family love bread. I'm not a bread person. So we went there and we got a lot. We said we can go and give this thing to people at the Bible study. And we took it to the Bible study. We gave it to people. Initially, I'm not sure, maybe I was the one or my husband said, maybe people will say, what kind of it? I say, That doesn't really matter. What matters is that as we are buying bread now, it came to our heart that we should go and share. Let's go and share, leave it. If anybody says, I'm more than this, it's okay, right? So we carry the bread, we gave it to people. And we now started thinking that, what about if we are getting it like maybe every Wednesday or 2 Wednesdays in a month and be giving it to people? And we called them, we negotiated, and for the first time that we are supposed to call them, like a day before, so that they can make provision for us, we forgot. So we didn't call them. And the following day when we call, they say, you should have called yesterday, we should have make your own provision with the one that we prepared yesterday night. So, and we say, okay. But somehow, we didn't follow it up. So the day somebody gave us a call and said, Cubs Bread wants to give bread away freely to faith community. We're like, we just look at each other and say, so this bread is about, God has a plan about this bread. We say, okay. Went there, we took the bread. And I said, saying, God, bread, what is the bread? Bread, when you see an Israelite and you are talking about bread, you are talking about life. Because everything, their Holy Communion, their feast of a festival, every of their feasts is all about bread. God said, come and take bread. And we bring the bread because we are so much here in Jesus' name and we are increasing in Jesus' name. So it will still be a lot that will be left. So I said, why not take this thing home and give it to our neighbor? Oh, I think it was even Favor. I said, we can give it to our neighbors. I said, this one, we don't know. Maybe they will take it, especially that it's from people like, or maybe they will take it or maybe they will not take it. Favor said, it doesn't harm us or cost us anything, that we should just go and give. And I said, you know, adult now. I said, okay, you and your sister, go. Praise the Lord. I'm going somewhere. I said, you and your sister, go. And they took the bread. They gave it to our neighbor. They received it joyfully. The neighbor on this side, they received it joyfully. When they came back, there is no bread. I said, they were so happy. They took it. They said, I love coarse bread, but it's so expensive. I said, really? I was encouraged. And I said, God, bless Favor, bless Kiki for doing this work for you. And from the following Sunday, I started taking it to the neighborhood. And I took the bread to a particular house. And as I knocked and I gave her the bread, the woman did not take the bread. The woman came out and closed her door and hugged me. And she now took the bread. And she now said, please pray for me. My son is sick. And I was like, how did bread and prayer come together? And as she shared with me, she was struggling because she was in pain. She shared with me what she was going through. And she took the bread. I came home, I shared with my husband and we prayed. And I said, I'm going to go and pray with her as I'm led by the Holy Spirit. And I was praying and I was waiting. And I went in. As I knocked on the door, a couple of days after, she opened the door and said, come in, come in. She didn't ask me, she didn't come out. She said, come in, come in. And I went in and I sat down. She said, feel free, sit down, let's talk. You know, this is how this thing started. This is where we are now. This is how it's going. And blah, blah. And she went on and went on and went on. I said, I've come to pray with you. Before I even did the prayer, she hugged me again, said, thank you. And she turned red. Said, thank you for coming to pray with me. And I prayed with her. And I talked to her about her praying mother. Say, please add me to any of your prayer group. She's already on our prayer group right now. Through what? If I did not go, or if the son, Favor of God, because whatever they are doing is going to be on their own account. You cannot say you are the mother now, you come and take the glory. If that boy did not go, if that boy did not say, take this bread to neighbors, don't want to throw it in the garbage. How would that testimony come? And now we trust God that whatever work that God needs to do in the life of that boy, he's already doing it in his own way. And that is the signs and wonders that we are talking about. If you don't go, if I have remained inside of my house, how can I go and be praying in the neighbor's house? If something opened the door. Yesterday, as I was in the hospital, I was telling, I said, today, you know, I need to go and share bread today. What I do now is immediately we leave the church. I park the car on the drive by the roadside, open my boot, And I'll be going from house to house. Take bread. And I'm praying. This is the bread of life. Life is coming to your household. Life is coming to your family. Whatever is representing deadness, deadness of the spirit, deadness of the soul, receive life. Because Jesus Christ said, I am the bread of life. Hallelujah. Let us rise up. I want you to pray for yourself. That's the number one prayer point. Pray for yourself. Father, breathe upon me. As a seed, breathe upon me. As a seed, breathe upon me. As I go forth, lead me by your spirit to the fertile land that you have prepared yourselves, yourself. So that as I speak, my word will go to a fertile ground. Yes, Lord, that is my prayer. As I go out to you for you today, I will go, Lord. I will knock on doors. Lord, make my life fruitful seed. Every word that I speak, oh God, into my neighbors today, oh God, let them fall on good ground. Let it meet somebody's need. Let it meet somebody at the point of their need today, oh God. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. When you are sowing your seed, you don't know how many people are going to be blessed. At the Bible study, one day we were there, and our brother Bumi Afolabi, brought a bag of apple. When he was sowing this apple in his backyard, nobody knew. But when the harvest came, he and his family couldn't finish it. He brought a lot to the Bible study, and people, come and see all the children. They were eating the apple. The apple was so sweet. Your fruit will be sweet. Many people will come and eat of your fruits. If you want to be great, you have to go for him. Let us begin to pray. I say, Father, let there be greatness in my going. Fill my going with signs and wonders that will be more than enough for my family. I just have to go. It has to flow out. The blessing that God wants to bless us, it's not just about us. It's more than us. More than us. Say, go, oh God, let the fruit come. Let the harvest time come. That, Lord, it will be more than enough for me. It will be more than enough for my family. It will be more than enough, oh God. It will be for lots. In Jesus' name we pray. Finally, the blessing that God has for you is a generational blessing. The Lord did not just bring us here as parents to toil and toil and you just go. And your children will continue to do our work again. No, that's not the blessing. What God has for us is more than that. And I'm telling you, and I'm so sure of what I'm saying. It's generational blessing that will go to your children, and your children will be rulers in this land. And our children will be rulers in this land. Therefore, let us begin to pray. As I go to sow, the people that you are going to minister Jesus to today, you don't know where they will be a helper to your children tomorrow. Pray to the Lord and say, Father, as I go, let me become mighty that my blessing will go to generations in the name of Jesus. As I go today, as I go tomorrow, as I go, as many days you give unto me, as every day of my life, in my working place, wherever I go, Lord, let me keep sowing the seed and let the fruit come, oh God, and go into generations to come. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Our God and our Father, we are very grateful. We just pray that by your Holy Ghost, by your power, as you have spoken, we say, Lo, I am with you. Father, go with us into the week. Every day of this week, oh God, may we experience your wonders. May our children experience your wonders. In their schools, their wonders. The Bible says that we and the children that the Lord has given unto us, we are for signs, we are for wonders. Father, this week, this month, for the rest of the year, and going forward, oh God, make us and our families signs and wonders in this land, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Let's put our hands together for the Lord.